Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Halacha Kuf Mem Dalet. And now we have the Rambam in Tumach Se'echman Perek Yud Halacha Gimel says, blood is counted one of the mashkin, which is blood that pours out, v'shashchitu mabehem and chayev o'efes at a Torah. But dam that stam drips out is not machshir because it's still alive. And it's daimut a dam of a makor, dam akoza. Someone shechts and the blood spritzed on the food and the dam got cleaned between one simon and another simon. That's a suffix, therefore we toil on it. We don't eat it, don't burn it. Tells the dam's dam akoza of a person and he took it out for drinking. But if he took it out for the food, it's Torah and it's not machshir. So the dam shechitu mabehem and chayev o'efes at mabehem. And dam that comes out with the sweat, or with number two, or down from a boils and blisters, or tamtzabas, or all these are not become tummy and they're not machsha. It's like other may peris. Dam asheretz is like the dinner, like the flesh, it's matama, but it's not machsha, and we don't have anything similar to it. The Rambam, Tumas Echon Perek Aleph, Allah Bey says, and these are the seven mashkin that are machsha, the food, the tumah, water, dew, oil, wine, milk, blood, and honey. And they're not machsha until it falls on the food, berotz and abayla, with the bayla once, and it shouldn't be smelly. Because mashka that's smelly is not machsha. Since the food is mukhsha, even though it's dry, it's considered nagav, it's makabal tumah. The Rambam, Tumas Echon Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel says, a moil, which is the liquid that comes out of the olive, which doesn't look like oil, but it's like oil, it's considered like oil. The liquid that drips out of the baskets of olives and grapes is not a mashka. It doesn't become tum, it's not machshir until he puts him in a kli. Daf kuf mem dalet amud beis. Klein perikei, Halacha Yud Ches says, someone sees in a vineyard a grass that people don't usually plant it, even though he wants it to stay there for a behemah or a fuah, it's not considered klein until he leaves something which normally you leave most of the people in that place. For instance, in a kain, he leaves thorns in the vineyard, in Arabia, where they want it for their camels, then it is considered klein. Says, someone sees a vineyard grass that people don't usually leave to plant, even though he wants it to stay for a behemoth or a fuah, then it's not considered klein until it leaves something. Normally people leave, most of the people in that place leave it. For instance, someone leaves thorns in the kerem in Arabia where they leave it for the camels, then it's considered a klein. Irus, kisum, shashana, samel, which are thorns or other means of rhyme, they're not klein, the kerem. Kindis and samel gefen, which is cotton, and other types of the like, they are like other yarokas, they're mekadesh b'kerem. So to any other grass that grows up on itself in the field, they're mekadesh b'kerem. And Egyptian beans are the type of seeds, and it's not mekadesh, it's not making climb. The Rambam, Mikvoyz Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph says, the mikvah does become possible not with the change of taste, and not with the change of smell, only with the change of color. Anything that doesn't, you can't make a mikvah, like a tchila pasta, the mikvah, machine with a different color, for instance, wine, or milk, or blood, any other fruit juices, don't pass the mikveh with three lug, because it didn't say ma'am shuvim, and pasas b'shina mara. Even a mikveh that is 100 saw and it fills a lug yain on my peris and change the color is possible. So the mikveh that has 20 sumayim shem and less than and fell into a saw yain or my peris, didn't change the color, then it's like it was. And the saw that fell in them doesn't count to the midas of mikveh. And if you add on that 20 more, it's k'sherim. That is going to be a mikveh k'sherim. The Rambam mikveh is perig zayin. Halacha Tes says, mikveh that fell with wine, or the liquid that comes out before the oil, or other fruit juices, and change the color is possible. What do you do? Wait till the rains come down, and it goes back to water. And if it was the mikveh at 40 sovayim shem, and mela, and he shared the second till it goes back to water, and it fell in, or it fell in wine, or mecha chesed, and changed the color, some of it, if there's no maramayim, it didn't change 40 sov, then he could not tevel it. Someone tevels in a place where it changed the color, doesn't help. Even a barrel of wine that broke in the Amagadl and that place looks like wine, someone tables in that place, it doesn't work. The Tvila says the Raivat, if you tables in the mikveh in a place of wine or in a place of water, it's like Zubidim table. And when it doesn't have in the color of the water 40 saw, but if it has 40 saw, then Maramayim, you can table in only in the place of water. Yerideya Simadresh Aleph Sif Chaf Hey says the Shulchan Aruch, color water. Colorful paints, they have a din of water, pass the mikvah chos with three look, even though they look different color from the water. But a mikvah shom, even though it fell in color water and changed the color, doesn't come possible. So too, if he rinsed kalem and then changed the colors, or he soaked in their dyes or other food, then it changes color, doesn't become possible. But if it fell in wine or the sauce, meaning the water that comes out of the olives before you put the olives in it, and it has some drops of oil in it, and change the color from what it was, it becomes parsley. What you do, if it was a chasse, you should wait till the grains come down, it gets filled up, and changes back to water. If there's 40 saw that does become parsley chuvim, then you fill it up with a shoulder, and you put it till it changes back to the color of water. The Rambam Tumas Eichon Perikud Alachid Gimel says, Hamoil, which is that liquid that comes out before the oil, is like oil. Mashkin, that drip from a basket of oil and grapes, is next to the mashkin, as become tamid, and it's not mashkin until he puts them back into a clay. The Rambam Tumas Eichon Perikud Alav Halacha Halacha Vav. Someone who harvests olives to squeeze them or to sell them in the marketplace, they don't become muksha until it falls mashkin, whether it needs to be berotz, just like other oil. So that someone harvests olives to press in the base of bad, it doesn't become muksha until it finishes its malacha. Why would the zeisim, the enigma malacha, become muksha? Because the chazaka that's muksha with the moil, their own sauce that comes out, because it wants it to stay there, so it should be easier to step on it and to squeeze it. But before it's finished malacha, the moil that comes out of them is not muksha, because it doesn't want it to last. Therefore, olives that are not nigma malach, that fell on mashkin tumim, is not tummy, only the mokam agom, like any echon, that is not moksha. If on it fell mashkin tumim, after nigma malach, they all become tummy. Because the mashkin are tumim, and metamin is a moil shmen, and the moil is metamin is kulam. Because the moil that comes out of them after the gma malach is considered mashka, and it becomes tummy, and it's mashka. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Ches Alochi Yud says, someone squeezes out fruit to take out water, it's chayav al tzmafarik, and it's not chayav until there is in the liquid enough that is squeezed like the size of a dried fig. He's not chayav natera only by stepping on the olives and the grapes alone. You'll have to squeeze a cluster of grapes into food, because the mashka that goes into food is considered food, and the way that's like mafarik oichel from oichel. But if you squeeze it into kli that doesn't have food, then it's like derech stepping on it, it's chayav al squeezing. Someone milks into food or into the baby's mouth, it's potter. It's not chayav until he milks it into a kelim. Our Chaim Sumshin Chav Siv Dalat says, you gotta squeeze out a cluster of grapes into a plate that has food in it to fix the food. Because then it's mashka that comes to the oichel, it's considered oichel. But if it doesn't have a tafshol, it's gonna be osur. Says the Rambam and Shabbos Perik Ches Halacha Yud. Someone squeezes out the fruit to take out their water, it's chayv al tzmafarik. It's not chayv until it has in the mashkin the size of a grape. The rest will skip, we already said it. Arachayim Simon Tuf Kuf Hei Sif Aleph says, Mehemeth's meant to be eaten, he wants to milk it, to eat the milk. If it's for to a pot that doesn't have food, it's us. If there's food in it, it's mutter. For instance, the milk comes to be masak in the dish, or there is crumbs and the milk gets swallowed in them. But if someone milks his whole sheep, it doesn't become mutter because of the little proofs that they put into the clay. Then once there's a guy that milks a behemoth yantar and the Jew watches him, it could be mekel. But the nagas saying it shouldn't be mshana. But on yantar shagol, it's allowed to be mutter on the second day. If it's mutter to tell a guy to milk a behemoth on Shabbos, we'll see earlier some shenhei sifchav. And I said, look later, some tough kofiut sifhei, if it's mutter to leave milk and to make cheese on yantar. The Rambam Hilchos Tumas Oichlan Perek Tes Halacha Bei says, soup and beans and milk that got hardened is considered like food and it needs machshava. If you touch it, oicharishin or mashkin becomes a sheni. If there was liquid that was still makes enough to make something else wet, it's considered like mashkin and it becomes a rishin or tumah. Become tamik when they're mashkin and then they become congealed, then they're shneim, just like a oichel that was nit mashkin tumah. Nit when they were congealed and then they disintegrated, became a mashkin. If it was kebeya mechuvin, the mashkin was turned. It's more than kebeya than a mashkin or tumah. Because when it's nimuah, the first drop becomes tamik kebeya, oichel tamik, shenimuah chamenah. That tipa is metamah, all the mashkin that becomes disintegrated afterwards. So to tamis that squeeze zeisim anovim, the rehukshara, if there were the kebeya, the mashkin yetzimah is turned. As long as it doesn't touch the makam mashkin, because the mashkin is like inside the food, and it's like it's one goof. If these zeisim anovim, is the last halacha, were more than a kebeya, then the mashka comes out and metama, because the first tipa is metama and the kebeya, and it's metama all the mashka. If the one who squeezed was zav and zav chayitzman, even if he squeezed one seed, one thing that's not moksha, and he didn't touch the mashka is tama, because the first tipa came out becomes tama masa zav, because the zav that carried oichel and mashka is tama, as we explained. So to zav that milked the goat, the milk is tamme. Since it came out the first drop, it becomes tamme b'mas azav, and made us with tamme everything else. This is the end of the halachas of Daf, Kuf, Mem, Dalet.